dismayed at the music.
This is Croatian Radio, the voice of Croatia.
You're listening to Croatian Radio's English language news and current affairs service.
Good morning. It's just past 8 a.m. here in Croatia, and these are the top stories for this Tuesday, February the 28th. Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic continues his official visit to Bosnia and Herzegovina today. Yesterday, he met with members of the Bosnia-Herzegovina presidency and the chairman of the Council of Ministers, Vjekoslav Bevandar. Following their meeting, Bevandar said that the two countries had outstanding issues, which until now had been dealt with at a very slow pace or not at all. And so the primary focus in terms of bilateral cooperation was to step up efforts to resolve these issues. Milanovic noted that he hopes to resolve outstanding issues between the two countries before Croatia joins the European Union on July 1st, 2013.
Keep in your sense, there are many issues. Infrastructure, transport routes, business opportunities for Croatia.
No, Herzegovina is an important import-export market for us.
Border crossings.
And environmental protection in connection with the operation of the Kozanski Brod oil refinery.
Today, Milanovic will visit Široki Brijeg and Mostar, where he is expected to meet with representatives of the Croatian People's Assembly. In other news, Croatian Parliament Speaker Boris Sprem travels to Rome today. During the afternoon, he will be attending a session of the Italian Senate in the Parliament's upper house, where debate and voting on the ratification of Croatia's accession agreement with the EU will take place. Meanwhile, according to a statement issued yesterday, the Croatian-based INA oil company has temporarily suspended its business activities in Syria. In a statement, INA said that it is complying with the Croatian government's decision adopted last week regarding the implementation of an EU council decision concerning sanctions against Syria. INA Management Board Chair Zoltan Kocur has said, however, that this decision will not endanger the implementation of INA's other planned investment projects this week, adding that Syria is one of INA's most important projects. Speaking of football, sports, the Croatian national football team continues preparations in Sofia for the upcoming match against Sweden, scheduled for Wednesday at Zagreb Maxima Stadium.
The game will be played
in a stronger test before the European Championship, as they also face Estonia and Norway,
the only to qualify in May and November.
Coach Gavin Beattie said he is satisfied, and the fact that most of his players are seeing a good amount of playing time in their clubs. And the weather forecast for Croatia today, mainly overcast in northwestern and eastern regions, with occasional light snow in Podravina and Slavonia. The most precipitation is expected during the night, when rain bordering on snow is possible in northwestern regions. Mainly sunny elsewhere, with variable cloud coverage during the afternoon in Gorski Kotar, Lika, and on the northern coast. Highs for the day are expected to range between 3 and 8 degrees Celsius in the interior, and between 9 and 13 degrees in the south. And that brings us to the end of this news bulletin. Thank you for joining us this morning. For the voice of Croatia, I'm Branko Lozinski.
Join us again at the same time tomorrow.
Dubrovnik.